Hey, this is WQRR-330, and we're going to next move into the intelligence brief, and I believe Kimber is back, and I think she will be doing that.
Copy that. I am here, and I heard on those check-ins, it's WSDG753, Dan. I have all the check-ins checked in, all the late ones as well. They're all accounted for, so thanks, Ron, for doing that. This is WRKV487 Kimber. I'm going to take over and do the intelligence brief and close the net and start channel 3. So thank you all for being here. And once again, thanks to Ron and everybody else. You guys are all awesome. And Mike674 ran it on the Phoenix net. I was over on Elk. Jackson County kind of petered out a little bit. We had only 2 on the Phoenix repeater and 7 on the Elk repeater check-in. So. All right, stay tuned for the brief coming momentarily.
I'd like to make a comment here. Now you know why Kimber's running this place and I just work for her. She can hear things that I can't hear. But then I'm about twice her age, too, so that might explain it. Thanks. Back to Kimber.
Ron, you know, we do what we can to help each other out, and I love you being here, and you are awesome. We got a great group of people here, so I'm not complaining at all, zero, but I know the older we get, the more our bodies don't cooperate, and, you know, just things happen. So, all right, moving forward to the intelligence brief. First, I have the AMRON intelligence brief, which is dated Monday, December 9th, 2024, which is last Monday, so this is over the last week this has happened. Current AMCON level is 3. Let me reiterate that last Monday, over the previous week, the week before Monday, so this is the intelligence which everybody might want to hear anyway. So first source is the Forward Observer. Israel creates buffer zone in post-Assad Syria. Most of this news we already know, but I'm going to repeat it for those of you who don't. Over last weekend, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad fled the country to Russia just before rebels stormed Syria's capital in Damascus. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization previously known as al-Nusra Front, led the offensive that ultimately toppled the Assad government. HTS reportedly began preparing the assault 6 months ago after receiving approval from the Turkish government.